Referring to the contradictions on the trafficking in human beings, I would like to stress that Poland for many years has the national action plan against trafficking in human beings. The last action plan was adopted for years 2016-2018, and similar actions have also been organized by the Border Guard. In addition, the Ministry of the Interior organized and participated in numerous training courses aimed at improving the identification of victims of trafficking in human beings. These trainings were undertaken in cooperation with various entities like IOM, Ministry of Family, Labor and Social Policy, consular staff, social workers, or operators of emergency telephone numbers 112. I would like to add that a national action plan provides a series of activities to improve the identification of victims of trafficking in human beings by qualified law enforcement services and professional groups, which in performing their official duties may meet the potential victims of this crime. Apart from the trainings, also algorithms of conduct towards the victims of trafficking in human beings has been elaborated. There is separate algorithm for adults and for children. Poland has also a whole complementary system of social assistance. Support and care of victims of trafficking human beings is carried out through the system of social assistance, the implementation of the public task entitled Managing the National Consulting and Intervention Center for the Victims of Trafficking by non-governmental organizations and the program for support and protection of the victims and witnesses of trafficking in human beings functioning within the task. This system provides for a possibility of support due to direct fact of being a victim or witness of trafficking. In 2007, the amendment to the Act on Social Assistance extended the group of beneficiaries of social assistance by the group of foreigners, third country nationals, who legalized their stay in the territory of Republic of Poland based on having been granted the status of the victim of trafficking in human beings. Another form of psychological support and care of potential and identified victims of trafficking in human beings in Poland is assistance as part of the National Consulting and Intervention Center for the Victims of Trafficking. This is a public task ordered by the Ministry of Interior and Administration to be implemented by non-governmental organizations, and its main objective is to guarantee a victim the right to a dignified life and the exercise of his or her human rights, as well as to improve the awareness and knowledge about the crime of trafficking among both citizens and representatives of state or local governmental institutions. This is the program addressed only to foreigner victims of trafficking. The major objectives are to guarantee the victims the right to a dignified life and the exercise of his or her human rights, and to evoke among victims of trafficking the confidence in law enforcement and judicial authorities, and thus to increase their willingness to cooperate within the framework of the proceeding being conducted. The program may cover only those foreigners in relation to whom there is a conjecture that they are victims of trafficking. As part of the program, the foreigner is provided with assistance and support of the center, for example, for accommodation in a secure center under the care of a trained social worker, for food, basic medical care, psychological support, legal consultation, assistance in contacts with law enforcement and judicial authorities, assistance of an interpreter, as well as regulating the legal and resident situation, assistance in obtaining social benefits, and organizing return to the country of origin or a place of permanent residence. Thank you.